The museum has been around for what, over 40 years?
The museum has been around since 1975, so this is our 45th anniversary this year.
Why did it take so long to have a permanent exhibit about Timmins?
We had a permanent exhibit going up until 2007. When the museum had all of its issues and we were a traveling roadshow for a number of years, the exhibit had to be put away and it died. We tried to do something a little more permanent when we first moved into our current location. It was a little bit difficult to do because we did not have access to our collection. It was still packed away. We had, so we could do small hit and miss things. But once we did the expansion in 2017, we were able then to work with our collection, bring it back to the museum itself, and then start the work on that kind of permanent exhibit. So we started in 2018, and we're really, really pleased that finally, oh my God, we finally have a permanent gallery again. And I'm really hoping that people enjoy the new space.
They seem to be. The ones in there now seem to be. So that's got to be a load off your mind.
It's a load off our mind, and it also gave us a lot of time to think about our community. We did a lot of thinking about how do people perceive Timmins, and there's a perception it's only 100 years old, it's only done this and that. Our history goes back 5,000 years in this area, and it really gave us an opportunity to look at who has been in this area, what is important about this part of Northern Ontario, and what makes it so special. So that comes through in the exhibition. We talk a lot about the first peoples in this area, but we also talk about settlers and recent immigrants and people who are choosing to make this area their home. And so we're hoping that as we go through, it's a permanent gallery space, yes, but it doesn't mean that the exhibit is static. So we're going to be adding to the exhibition. We're going to be changing things as things happen in the community. We want to focus on that. We want to highlight some of the good things that make us Timmins people very proud.
Is this exhibit only for people who are visiting Timmins to come and see?
I think it's an exhibition for everybody, and particularly if you live in Timmins, I will bet you you're going to find something in this exhibition that you did not know about and that you did not know about this community. I know some of the younger people on our staff were amazed to find out some of the things that they didn't know about Timmins and some of the weird stories and the hidden gems that make up our history. So I invite the community to come in, as particularly come in on Saturday, February 29th. We're having a family day, 12 till 5. We've got scavenger hunts happening. We've got the exhibition will be there. You can try out the VR component and be underground in a 1912 mine. We'll have some cake and some party favors, and it's just a good time to celebrate who we are and be proud of who we are in Timmins.
I know, just when I was following Kristen through and she was smudging, there was a couple things I noticed that turned a light on in my memory, like Porcupine Pete. He's in there.
Porcupine Pete is in there. We've got recordings from Hilltop Rendezvous in the exhibition. We've got bits about local prospectors, the illegitimate and legitimate businesses that made up Timmins. So you'll know a lot about, or you'll find out a little bit more about some of the businesses here, but some of the things about high grading and some of the things about some of the seedier but exciting pieces of Timmins. So there's a little bit for everybody to discover, and it's not just a series of dates and important people. It is very much the community and the people who we are. So I really hope people enjoy it.